With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. California authorities have evacuated at least 1,200 people as a wildfire in Los Angeles County spread over thousands of acres near a major highway and threatened nearby structures. The blaze, named the Post Fire, has burned more than 5 square miles over the weekend near the Interstate 5 freeway in Gorman, about 62 miles northwest of L.A. The flames broke out around 1:45 p.m. The L.A. County Fire Department posted an update saying the fire was moving southeast toward the Pyramid Lake Reservoir, and crews were constructing perimeter fire lines while aircraft were working to stop the fire's progress. Kenichi Haskett, a section chief with L.A. County Fire, says the wind gusts were around 50 miles per hour, and that made it hard to fight the fire.
It makes it challenging, basically, for water drops, as you can imagine. Helicopters or airplanes trying to drop fire retardant or water on a fire, and when it's windy, it pushes the it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it. So that's been a challenge, putting water on the ground from our aircraft, and then additionally makes it spotting. What we call spotting is when you get those ambers that can reach up to a mile away from where the fire originally started.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Michigan say 9 people have been injured in a shooting at a splash pad in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills. 2 young brothers and their mother were among the victims. The 8-year-old boy and the mother are in critical condition, while the 4-year-old child is stable. The other 6 victims are also said to be in stable condition. Police say a suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a nearby home. At a news conference, Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Bartlett said on WXYZ-TV that it's heartbreaking that a place for family fun turned into a scene of violence.
When I got on scene, I started to cry because I know what a splash pad is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where people gather, where families make memories, where people have fun and enjoy a Saturday afternoon, and it wasn't.
More news at SRNnews.com. This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's a positive development. The Pew study says indicates that 94% of respondents believe it's important that the president of the United States leads a moral life. However, few see either Joe Biden or Donald Trump as particularly religious. This is SRN News. A battle is shaping up between the Sunflower State and the Show Me State.
It may be a long shot, but Kansas lawmakers are trying to snatch the Chiefs and the Royals away from Kansas City, Missouri, that is, and bring the teams across the border to Kansas City, Kansas. The legislature expects to consider a plan to help both teams finance new stadiums in Kansas. Lawmakers in Topeka will convene a special session Tuesday and review a plan to authorize state bonds for stadium construction. Jason Walker reporting.
Even though the median U.S. CEO pay package last year was nearly 200 times more than a worker in the middle of their company pay scales, Elon Musk's record-setting Tesla compensation dwarfs them by comparison. Tesla shareholders Thursday voted for restoring Musk's 10-year-old stock pay plan. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.